Welcome to Beyond the Circus. This is Dale Hummel with co-star Ryan Rash.
Hello, hello, hello.
It has been a long time. A year.
Mm-hmm.
That long since Beyond the Circus has aired?
I'm sure.
Probably not a year.
No, if we did one after the election, it would have been a year. I mean, so, yeah.
I think that was it, too. That is my best recollection. There's a lot to talk about right now.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to start with the government shutdown, or would you like to go to your girlfriend, Erica, or where would you like to go?
We can start with the government shutdown. I mean, it's Wednesday at 5:10 Central Standard Time, and we still have no vote from Congress on ending the shutdown. So
you did just check, obviously.
Yes, they're debating, and it's supposed to go for a vote, but...
So speaking of that, I don't know what day we're in, 40 days plus. You remember 43. What exact 43 days. So you've heard Trump call for the nuclear option for a couple weeks now. And I am unaware or was unaware of what a filibuster was or what the nuclear option was. I understood it to a certain degree that it causes issues and both parties try to avoid using the filibuster and even more so the nuclear option. And I wasn't aware if this happens in the Senate and the House or just the Senate or where it is. So I educated myself on it a little bit, Ryan. I understand it a little better now. So the filibuster is basically taking advantage in the Senate. It can only happen in the Senate. You're going to have the minority party cause the filibuster to try to delay basically a vote from coming to the floor. The way they can do that in the Senate is there is no timeline on how long things can be debated. So you could debate indefinitely and continue to prolong that vote. The only way around that is for somebody on the other side to call a point of order or to basically, I should say, change the rules. And that's the nuclear option, where all of a sudden we go from breaking a filibuster needs a 60 member vote in favor of stopping the filibuster, where we can automatically change the rules with just the majority vote. So change the rules that the filibuster is no longer allowed, or we can end it with a 51 senator vote and move forward. And that's what Trump was calling for. Why they claim they didn't do this is they don't want to upset the Democrats, that if in the future Democrats have the majority by a slim margin, similar to what the Republicans do right now, they would then use the nuclear option on them. My thought on this whole thing is I've never seen more division in my life between the Democrats and the Republicans, that if the Republicans are worried about upsetting the Democrats over this, they need to pull their head right out of their ass, because you aren't going to piss the Democrats off any further at this point. I guarantee you, if the roles were reversed, the Democrats would have used a nuclear option much sooner than this, in my opinion. So in the House, we are going to see a vote because there is a time limit on how much time each person can debate because of obviously many more members in the House and becoming more efficient. So if the speaker chooses, they're going to vote on it sooner than later. Whereas in the Senate, if they wouldn't have reconciled and had some Democrats come across the aisle and pass that here recently, they would have had to use a nuclear option on the Republican side to end that 60 votes that were needed to end the filibuster. Did that make any sense at all, Ryan?
So, yes, I understand what you just explained. I still don't understand. I mean, 15 votes in the Senate, I would have done the nuclear option as soon as Trump said so, but that's just me.
It makes no logical sense, does it, that they didn't do that, under the fear that the Democrats would do it maybe in turn. In the past, Democrats used the nuclear option to stop the filibuster when they're trying to get Obama nominees through. And I believe the Republicans used it once to get a Supreme Court justice nominated. So it's not like it hasn't been done in the past 10 years or so. It has. I understand they want to limit the use of it, but I cannot imagine we could be more divided than we are right now because of that.
I don't know how you get any more divided than what the two parties are right now. So that doesn't...
Impossible.
It doesn't make any sense to me at all.
The good thing is it cannot happen in the House. So if they have the votes, and you and I recorded Beyond the Ring earlier today and made the comment that you would have thought if they had the votes, they would have called for a vote on this even earlier today, and they haven't gotten around to that as of yet or actually voted on it.
I would have thought if your lovely Speaker Johnson, who believes in gay conversion therapy, at the vote.
I don't even know what
he would have done it this first thing this morning. But
wait, what is gay conversion therapy?
Where they send you to these camps with other people that are gay, and they train you and brainwash you to not be gay. Makes sense.
Not be gay or to be gay?
No, to not be gay. Put a whole bunch of gay people in a room and tell them not to be gay. That makes a lot of sense.
How's that going to work out for them?
It's not going to work out well, but...
I was unaware of this.
Yes, no, you were aware of it. We've talked about it ever since he came up for speaker. You just don't like to remember things that you don't want to remember.
Well, I can't imagine he would come out and publicly support that.
He did. Lobbied
long
for it.
Long time ago, not recently.
It does not matter.
I am not.
This is like your boyfriend, J.D. Vance, saying that Trump was a Nazi, and you said it was a long time ago. He still did it.
I have noticed Trump is throwing a little more positive comments towards Vance. I've listened to it. The little bit I've listened to news, I hear it. You still don't believe he will support him for...
Never.
That's pretty clear. Who do you predict? I think you might have said this.
Go back to the shutdown and then I'll talk about
that. Okay, go back to the shutdown. Maybe it's over by now. It might already be over.
It is not. They have not even started the vote. Dale, you have a phone and a computer. You should know
I have
know
a computer with a virus and a phone that I'm not very good at working those kind of things on.
Anyway, the shutdown thing, it has lasted longer than any other one. They don't know that. My problem with all of this is this is going to get us to January 30th. And we're going to be right back at this. Like, I don't think it's ever going to end because
it may get you to fly into Louisville if they get the air traffic controllers back in the next couple of days.
I don't have a whole lot of hope in that. I'm just saying because the problem with the deal is they say it's going to take at least a week for everything to get back normal on flights, and the air traffic controllers aren't going to get their back pay for at least 48 hours. So I don't see them showing up to work till they get that. But Hakeem Jeffries has already put out, tried to do something to stop this vote, whatever, because he wants the Obamacare thing secured till the end of Trump's presidency and has already said that they're not quitting and they will be back at this when it shuts down in January. So I don't see any end in sight on this other than midterms. If one party gets a very wide majority in both the House and Senate, then they're going to be able to control whatever they want to do. So maybe the government won't shut down. But this has been a wreck.
It has.
And so, I mean, all over money for healthcare for illegal immigrants and Obamacare. So there you go.
That seems to be the focus on both sides is the Republicans would like to end Obamacare, which I think is a scam that the insurance companies are even making more money off of. I know what happened when Obamacare came in. I went without insurance as a self-employed person for probably 2 years and then eventually was able to get on and get insurance, but it was a loophole basically that allowed it. It made insurance so outrageously expensive. I just refused to even attempt to get it. And it was a mess in my opinion. I'm sure it's helped a lot of people. I don't know, but I can speak from experience of myself and several others that I've talked to that it caused more problems than good. And I did see some statistics that the insurance companies have profited greatly ever since the conception or approval of Obamacare and the fact that the Democrats are wanting insurance for illegal aliens, that's not going to fly with the Republicans. That you're right, come January 30th or whenever this starts back up, if they get through the House today and the shutdown is no longer, you're right, Ryan, it's going to be a mess all again because they're not going to agree on those two issues.
Right. So that is that. We talked briefly on current events a week ago about the elections. And since Dale is a liberal and doesn't care that a communist got elected in New York, I would like for him to know that it's also fixing to happen in Seattle. They haven't counted all the vote, but it's going to happen there. So your theory of like, there's only going to be one communist running the largest major city in America with that controls 10% of the nation's economy. You're wrong, sir. You're wrong. So you're
full. Well, I don't know what you think you or I are going to do about it. So you better take the approach that let's hope New York burns to the ground, basically, with businesses leaving and everything else, and the rest of the country can wake up and see what's going on. It does not surprise me that Seattle could elect someone that far left. It does not surprise me that somewhere like Chicago could do the same. I'm sure San Francisco may follow in suit. There, all of the extreme left cities, nothing would surprise me that that happens. I don't like it. I don't believe that we can stop it. The only thing I can hope for is that they that people wake up once it's in place and see the damage that's being done. And it doesn't take over the rest of the country.
Well, here's my issue with your philosophy. Nancy Pelosi and several other Democrats have announced retirement since the communists won election in New York because they feel like that the party is going so far left that they cannot win against a leftist candidate. So they're the. And I'm not saying that Nancy Pelosi is a moderate Democrat by any means, but she is not as far out there as this man that is in control in New York. So if more people like him and the AOCs and the, you know,
there were four or five of them that would fit into his category.
These Democrats that are leaving and people of that type try to win, and there is no other Democrat that opposes them, and then they win in a deeply Democratic district. This is everyone's problem. But that
you're right. I don't think
of the Democrats are not seeking reelection because they are worried about a challenge from someone like this, and they won't win their primary.
And it doesn't matter if it's a communist running on the Democratic ticket, if it's Nancy Pelosi, in some of those states, who is ever running on the ticket is going to get elected. I get it. I see it. Yeah. It's there. I'm not even saying that the Democrats in some of those cities where they may elect them would prefer that, but they're going to elect that because they are a Democrat over ever voting for an independent or Republican, more so a Republican situation.
That's but Cuomo, why,
and again, he wasn't the ideal independent candidate, but he fell way short, didn't he?
Yeah, it wasn't close. And
our Republican like
you
got like
2% of them. You could have took the Republican vote and added it to Cuomo's, and it still was not close. So it was not going to work, even, if, you know, because they all said that the Republican New York City mayor candidate should have got out and then whatever. You know, no, you do the math. It doesn't work. So, yeah, no. But that is, you know, we talk about the squad and stuff like that. Right now, there's only five of them up there, but you get 25 of them or 50 of them up there, and then it's everybody's issue. And Bernie is more energized than ever that because he was the original socialist. I mean, I will not call Bernie a communist because I don't believe he is, but he is a professed
He's flirting socialist. Between socialist and communist, in my opinion. He's right on the line.
He is a professed, profound, and proud socialist.
Proud socialist.
And so, and now he like is feeling empowered. So he probably run for the 900th freaking time. And he's
how old is he? He is too old.
Know. I don't know.
He is more cognitive than most his age. I would agree with that. Argue that at all.
Got a Fox News alert that says the 43-day shutdown nearing end as bill survives key House test. Now it wasn't the vote, but it survives key House test. House advances bill to end government shutdown with hours until final vote. I don't know what they had to vote to vote on the bill. I'm not sure, but it's made
it obviously up. Some of those people that they were worried about went one way or the other.
Right. So anyhow, and
that's good news.
There is Trump is set to sign the bill tonight. If they bring it to his desk, he will sign it tonight. He has said that. Been on record. But that, you know, midterms are over. And so I'm saying we're now into the midterm elections because, and very scary, very scary. I hope that all the Republicans get their shit together and put together some very good candidates for this, and do not let the liberal left take any seats or get any more seats or anything like this, because it could be detrimental to the fabric of American society, in my opinion, if this keeps going at the rate it's going. That's why I was like, the communists cannot win New York. And Dale was telling me that it doesn't matter. I was like, oh, it matters. But
we anyway. Can't control it. So let's hope for the best.
Yeah, I guess.
And that would be all the businesses fleeing New York, including some of those that are big players in the stock exchange. I hear the New York Stock Exchange may ultimately shift to Dallas.
How do you do that?
I don't know. You just call it the Dallas Stock Exchange. I don't know. But that, it sounds like most of the players are getting out of town, so there's no reason to have it in New York, is my logic in it.
I mean, I'm not saying they can't do it or they won't do it. I just don't understand the logistics behind it. But I don't know if we want any of those people in tech.
So we had liberals, obviously New York City Mayor, the governor of New Jersey, the governor of Virginia, both went Democrat. Did we not anticipate those would be Democrats? Close?
Maybe? Well, no. And that was the thing. They're all talking about how this was a red wave. I mean, New York is blue. New Jersey, for the most part, is blue. Like, Democrats won in Democrat strongholds. But my point is that, like, the communist that won New York, he had to win his Democratic primary to get there.
Do you assume that many of the Democrats didn't even go out and vote in the primary, but his hardcore supporters did, and that pushes
him? Cuomo ran and got beat.
No, not people ran. Those, the voters, the hard, the, I don't know what the voter turnout was for primary. And if I'm going to just say it, the Muslim population is large. And if they all came out and voted where others were hit and miss, he wins.
I have no idea. I didn't research. I didn't even know who this man was until he won the Democratic primary. I had never heard of him. So, but that's my fear. You're going to have all these midterm primary elections coming up, and you've got people like Pelosi, who's been there since, I don't know, 1912. And she's getting out because she's scared she'll get beat in a primary. Other ones are following suit.
I figured she's just too old and can't win no matter who runs.
No, that has nothing to do with it because, and I can state this for a fact.
She's losing it as well, by the way. She's not as cognitive as she was a couple of years ago.
I'm not saying, but her plan had always been for her daughter to run for her congressional seat when she got out, and that is not happening.
Is she not old enough or just isn't happening?
No,
she's got to be old enough. Plenty
old
enough.
Yes, she's old enough.
Very old by now.
Yeah. But that is not happening. So,
well, isn't your boyfriend or her nephew or something?
Gavin? What about Gavin?
Yeah. Isn't he a nephew of Nancy's or related?
He is related, yes. I don't know exactly what it is, but he is related. I think it's by marriage, maybe, but he is related. But I don't know exactly, but yes, very, they are.
Slimy equals slimy. It's all good.
Uh-huh. You haven't talked about how much money she made during her congressional term.
I talked about it on Beyond the Circus, or Beyond the Ring.
No, you didn't.
Almost. Thought I did.
No, you did not.
Well, no. I will talk about Nancy. I had it in my mind. I'd already discussed it. Unbelievable. Let's say she's not running because she should be in jail. Her stock returns from, and I'd have to go back and look at a date. I did have it up on my computer at one time because I did research this to try to get some facts and figures, and I don't know where it was, but we're somewhere over 17,000% return on her investment to the point where she's 130 million plus net worth at this point, starting out with not a whole lot, and returns that are just, you can't explain them in any manner. There's no way other than insider trading. Why she hasn't been thrown in jail for that, along with many other politicians on both the right and the left. I'd like to think more on the left than the right, but it's across the aisle and it's ridiculous. It's interesting to me, and I don't know what it's even called, but there's a platform that basically monitors what trades Nancy makes, and you can basically trade the same stocks now, which if you'd had that information in the very beginning, that would have been pretty beneficial, hugely beneficial. I think that in itself brings more attention to it and maybe will slow some of this down in the future. I'd heard one person actually recommended that the only way we stop all of this insider trading by our political officials is to pay them more so they don't have to do it. I'm not on board with that. I don't think it matters how much you pay them. They're still going to use that information.
She's been a very fortunate in her husband, the venture capitalist, been very fortunate in their trades since she has been a member of Congress since 1986.
So back to some of those numbers, we're looking at 2025, beginning of the year through October, 70.9% return. S&P 500 has a 24.9% return. These happened every year for over a decade. It is unbelievable. They talk about bans on congressional stock trading and basically if you're a senator or a congressperson, you can't actively trade in stock, but how's that going to stop your spouse or a relative or somebody from doing it for you? I don't know that you can create a law to stop it is my biggest issue. And I'm not saying Nancy's the only violator of this insider trading, but she has benefited at levels that are, even with insider trading information, find it hard to believe.
Well, that's because her husband is just that smart.
Maybe he is. Maybe. I don't know. But I mean, they literally turned, they started with 600,000 into 130 some million, strictly in the stock market trading with returns like you've never seen before. The stock market's good at times, but when they're beating the S&P 500 by 50 plus points consistently, you cannot make a case that there's not insider trading going on. Impossible.
There you go.
But I love Nancy, so I don't want to pick on her.
Right, of course.
I dislike her as much as AOC and a few others. You know who I don't dislike? You mentioned earlier. I don't really dislike Bernie as a person. I completely disagree with everything he believes and thinks, but I don't dislike him as a person. He doesn't try to hide what he is.
No, he does not. He's very honest.
Yep. Just, so I prefer that to some of the others, like Hillary.
And one thing that I forgot to mention on the shutdown or whatever, a person that I used to think was an absolute lunatic and basically a vegetable, I will say that Fetterman has gained my respect throughout.
Does this pain you to talk about?
No, because I am not like you. I don't find it difficult to admit when I'm wrong.
Oh, my.
But it doesn't happen as much to me as it does you. So maybe that's why. But
I am with you on Fetterman. I made fun of him. And I don't think that somebody that I believe he had a stroke. Was that what the issue was? Yes. So he wasn't cognitive because of that when he was running for office. And I could not believe that somebody in that state could get elected to office or be allowed to hold office, period. His recovery, I don't remember how long ago that was, but it was a while ago, appears to have taken place. And at this point, he is probably, would you call him the most moderate Democrat?
The only one with any sense in the Senate, yeah.
And I think he's pissed the rest of them off, from what I can tell.
Oh, he has, because he was the first Democrat in the Senate to say that, you know, the government didn't need to be shut down and they needed to get over themselves and we need to reopen the government. And he was instrumental in getting the other ones on board to finally get it out of the Senate on the 16th vote. So yeah, I'm sure he is not well-liked at all, but I did want to mention him. And like I said, I have no problems admitting when I'm wrong, and I called the man everything under the sun and could not believe that he was going to get elected, other than I called it when Dr. Oz, who was running against him, had killed puppies, and you can't kill puppies and win office. It just doesn't work. And so, but
You do not need to have any cognitive ability, but if you kill a puppy, you're done.
Yes, you cannot kill a puppy.
I'm not an advocate of killing puppies. I'm with that. I don't think we need to. I'm sure puppies are killed every day because of overpopulation and people that don't want them. A lot of reasons. And I don't remember what Dr. Oz's reason was.
It was
that's a very sensitive issue.
Yeah, you can't kill puppies. So, and talking of the thing that drives me crazy about the last elections, and Dale doesn't think they're important because they weren't midterms, but James Carville, who was the mastermind behind all of the Clintons, all their nonsense. So he comes out after the elections because Democrats had a good night, all this other stuff. And he has decided that Democrats going to win in 2028. They're going to change the Supreme Court structure to 13, all this other stuff. And he also said on this podcast that in the next election cycle, he was going to find a convicted pedophile to run against a Republican, and he was going to make sure the convicted pedophile won.
That's great. Just great. Mm-hmm. I don't know how we got to this point, Ryan. I don't.
I just it's just crazy. But like, even if you thought that, why would you go on a podcast and say it? Like, I don't know.
I have no idea, but I believe he thinks he can get away with anything.
All right. Well, you brought up Gavin Newsom, but you did not talk about the Turning Point USA event that turned violent at Berkeley.
I did not. Go ahead, please. I did see a brief clip on it. They seemed to be very heavily protested.
Right.
It was yet a full house inside.
Right. Heavily protested, whatever. I don't know exactly what happened other than violence broke out and all this other stuff. And now they're getting investigated because they can have all these liberal events and, you know, speakers and all this other stuff, and it doesn't turn violent. But when Turning Point USA shows up, here we go. So I don't know if that will change anything or not, but it's not good. And of course, your boyfriend, Gavin, I don't know why you call him my boyfriend. I just said he was an attractive man.
I cannot say anything positive about that man. Nothing.
Oh, I can tell you he whipped the hell out of your boy, Don Juan DeSantis, in that debate.
He stood up there and lied the entire time.
He
was able to get away with lying and keeping a straight face.
So Gavin's response to the violent Berkeley protest of Turning Point USA is, violence is not a legitimate exercise of First Amendment rights. That's all he had to say. That's it.
And it is.
So,
it's interesting how it's okay. Freedom of speech is a wonderful thing until it comes from a conservative.
Exactly.
Yeah. Just amazed me. So are you going to come out and talk about your Erica Kirk, J.D. Vance prediction? Expand upon it?
I have already said that when this all first came out, I thought that J.D. would announce Erica Kirk is his running mate. Now, I have changed.
Well, we're just a little bit early for that, too.
No, we're not. You keep saying that. I'm telling you, as soon as the midterms are over, this time next year, we're running for president again. So don't
think that is 10 months away.
We're in November. It's 12 months away. But don't think that this is not all going on behind the scenes already, but I am telling you, the way it is looking right now, it will not surprise me if Erica Kirk doesn't run on her own.
Interesting. You've bumped it way up. Way, way up. And does your buddy Trump support her?
Very pro Erica Kirk. Very pro Erica Kirk. Now, I am going to say again, I've said it on here, I will say it again. I do not believe Donald Trump will endorse a candidate in the Republican primary unless his flesh and blood is running. And I'm not saying that any of them are, but that is the only way I think that he would endorse a candidate in the primary. But
don't you assume if there's not a relative running, once the primary is over, obviously he's going to endorse
you. Yes, he will. Whoever the Republican candidate is, of course he will.
Most likely. Now, there could be somebody that came through that he would not. It would not shock me, depending on who made it through.
I don't think there's a player on the board right now.
No, not that we're aware of.
Not that he would endorse.
But you believe if Vance came through, he would support Vance?
If he wins the Republican nomination, yes.
Yes, how could he not?
No, I said he would.
Okay.
If he won the Republican nomination, I said he would. Do you not listen to me?
Well, I'm aware you said that he would, but you do not believe he would basically give him support outside of
being forced to. No, I do not.
He didn't make him his vice president. Did you notice?
He chose him, yes, because of Charlie Kirk. And he admitted that.
Did you buy into the social media J.D. Vance, Erica Kirk being a little too close to each other?
I don't see that. I mean, I don't either. I don't either, but I think both of them have way too high ambitions to, especially in front of cameras and all this other stuff. But yeah, no, I'm not. I don't.
They're too intelligent. If that was the case, to do it to allow that to happen.
But I'm just telling you. I think that is where I'm at, and my fear on all election things for the Republicans from here on out until it's not going to have this. When Trump is not on the ballot, Republicans don't turn out.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that true. I don't want to hear it because I don't like that idea.
And I mean, he's kind of on the ballot at midterms because he's president. But after that, again, unless it is one of his children, he ain't going to be on the ballot. And I think this is a very, very large problem for the Republicans that they have not even began to think about and even admit.
They have to be thinking about it.
You don't hear anybody talking about it.
I am sure they're talking about it behind closed doors. They're not going to come out and publicly talk about it, but they have to be discussing it.
I'm just saying that I think that's an issue. I think.
Do you believe that there will be a Trump family member run?
I don't know if they're going to run this next election, but I am a firm believer that Eric, Don Jr., Laura, and Barron will probably all run for president. maybe not Eric and Laura, but one of those two will. Yes, I am a firm believer that all three of the Trump sons will run for president at one point.
I'm
not saying they should.
Big believer that Laura.
I'm just saying. I think of the two oldest boys, I think Laura would be a much better fit, and I think Ivanka would be the best fit. But I don't think. But I think Laura would be the best one of, and she's the daughter-in-law, not daughter, but. I think she would be the best one of those two. But I am firmly convinced that this dynasty does not die here by any means.
No, I believe Laura is the most electable.
I agree. But I just don't.
And I think she would be almost as polarizing as Donald in some circles. But I think electable. And I think if the Trump dynasty, and I agree, we're going to see more of it. But I believe that you get your biggest bang for the buck following right now while everything's fresh in people's mind. And let's assume President Trump goes out on a big positive with lots of things that he's done and accomplished. You would think you'd want to follow immediately for your best chance.
And this is why I said he picked J.D. Vance to leave that window open.
That is possible. I don't believe he picked J.D. Vance for the sole purpose that he's going to succeed by any means.
I don't think that it's the opposite. Like he picked him because this guy is not going to succeed me.
I think he put him on the ticket for hope of benefiting him in the election. First off, and I'm not sure that he did not.
Where?
I don't know what he did, but isn't that the most logical reason for picking or in the past for picking a vice president?
Yeah, candidate. But I don't think he did that either time.
I'm not saying he did it, but I believe that was the intent.
I think he picked Mike Pence to be a doormat, and he was a doormat. And I think he picked J.D. Vance because he knew that he could only be a one-term president, and he wanted somebody that if one of his kids or somebody he wanted to be president after him, he could beat him. And I mean, literally, you didn't watch all the things Charlie Kirk or whatever. Trump said it several times that the reason that J.D. Vance is vice president is because of Charlie Kirk.
No, I don't disagree with that. I've not heard all of that, but there seems to be a very, very tight tie between Erica and President Trump at this point. Obviously, Charlie, you can credit a lot of the votes back to him getting the younger generation out. And I don't know what the relationship between Erica and Donald are, but it appears the media likes to blow it up even more maybe than what it is. But he appears to be a very, very strong supporter of her.
Yeah. And so, I mean, at this point, who knows? There's all kinds of things. But I'm just saying, Don Jr. is single and J.D. Vance is not.
So
put that little feather in your cap and run with it.
So who else do you have on the primary for the Republican side for president?
Well, Mike Pence has said that he's going to run again. That's a non-starter.
I have not heard that, and I think that is a crazy idea.
He came out this past week. He's going to run again. That's a non-starter. JD, of course, will run. There's people saying that Rubio might run, but I don't know if he will or not. He's
Secretary of State. I don't dislike him.
I like him a lot more than I used to. But that he might run. I have said on, I don't know if it was Beyond Circus or Beyond the Ring or whatever, that I think they need a woman. I thought Trump needed a woman vice president. I think they need a woman because I am convinced, and this will not be a popular opinion, that whoever the next woman is that gets their party's nomination, Republican or Democrat, is going to win because women are just going to do it, regardless of politics, whatever. And there are more women out there that vote than men. And I am not trying to offend the women that listen to this, whatever, because I'm not saying that you don't vote on issues, but you are not the majority of the women vote. And y'all want a woman, and I don't blame you for wanting a woman.
I just can't see the conservative woman voting for a liberal woman just because they're a woman. I can't. Can't do it. I can't picture that. I am not arguing the fact that
I'm not.
I am avidly.
You're missing the thing. Independence is what win elections. I can see an independent woman voting for a woman just because she's a woman.
If she's centrist or a little bit moderate, not an AOC.
Right. I'm not saying a wacko. I mean, they didn't vote for Kamala because she was stupid. But I'm just saying, if
you shouldn't, somebody, you should not talk about her former vice president like that.
Okay. Whatever.
She's throwing her name back in.
Yes, she's going to run again. Pete Buttigieg's going to run again. I guarantee you Bernie or AOC is going to run at this point. I don't know.
Maybe on the same ticket.
Nope. God help
us all. They appear to be hand in hand most of the time I see them.
Gavin's going to run. And y'all just better hope that Gavin doesn't win.
He would be the most difficult to beat in a general election.
Exactly.
If anybody would look at the record that he has in California and the disaster that state is in, it shouldn't be an issue.
No.
But his lying, smooth ass and ability to debate is going to go a long ways.
Yeah.
He can stand up there, Ryan, and lie like no other and get away with it.
And that is how he mopped the floor with your boy Don Juan DeSantis, because he just stood up there flat-faced, never blinked, just made lie after lie after lie. And it was driving your little boy crazy, and he could not handle it.
There's a lot of people that couldn't handle it. It would be a challenge.
I mean, how do you debate
somebody like that?
I don't know. I don't know. Speaking of your boy Don Juan, I bet he runs again. Which he should have.
I don't know if he will.
Never ran the first time. He should have finished out his governorship in Florida and ran the next cycle, but he didn't listen to me.
I think, and if he would have done that, he would have had a much better opportunity of someday becoming president.
Right.
I think his first run has damaged him enough that it's going to be very, very difficult to recover.
I mean, he's young.
Prior to him running, was it not? He had a pretty positive image, I believe.
Oh, for sure. But that's why I just didn't understand why he.
What about your Texas governor, Mr. Texas? Isn't he not? Is he not Abbott not running?
No, because he's running for governor again.
I was unaware. I thought he was the one that.
We don't have term limits Texas.
Got it.
Yeah. No, he announced just like Monday, I think, that he is going to run for his fourth term. And I bet he gets elected by a landslide.
If you throw your support behind your buddy, your Texas buddy, Ted Cruz, he may run.
No, I'm not. Ted Cruz is a lunatic, and we all know I think he's a lunatic. So, but he may run again.
He may. I don't think he will.
I don't know, but
You're forgetting at least one on the Republican side. Who? You keep saying maybe a female should run.
Okay.
South Dakota, Homeland Security.
She's not going to run.
She may be a VP, maybe.
Just because you like her doesn't mean she needs to
run. I think she's done a great job in South Dakota and so far in the Homeland Security Department.
Yeah. Okay, next.
If you were not a gay individual, you would also think she's hot.
I think she is drop-dead gorgeous. There is no doubt that that is the most stunning...
Well, don't hold that against her.
I don't hold it against her. I've listened to her talk. I don't think that she's the right person to run the country. Period.
Seems it's very conservative to me. Very conservative.
There's no doubt she is the sexiest female politician out there. There's no doubt. And I do not think she did a bad job running South Dakota. I do not think that she has done a bad job in her. There is a big leap from being the governor of South Dakota to president of the United States. This is like that old man that you were all wrapped up in that was a governor of like North Dakota. What is it with you and the governors of the Dakotas?
Is this a bigger leap than Mr. Buttplug from mayor of South Bend to governor or to president?
No,
that's not allowed.
It's not that big a leap, but I also told him that was stupid too. So
with that leap from South Bend, Indiana mayor to possible president, I don't think a leap from South Dakota to president is that big a deal. I don't think she's going to run for president, but it would not shock me if she was brought onto the ticket as a vice president. And if Erica Kirk does not run for president, I would be very surprised if she wasn't on the ticket as a vice president.
Yeah, I agree completely with both of those things.
So is that all the political talk for today?
I guess. I mean,
the only other thing that I continue to get texts about is 3i Atlas, which most of the world is unaware of.
And Michelle Obama being a man.
And the possibility of Michelle Obama being a man. Michael Obama, by the way, not Michelle. Michael Obama. 3i Atlas, a comet. I've done a little more research on it. I still believe it to be a comet, but there is many scientists that understand these things much more than I that basically put it in there that there's a 40% chance still, it hasn't changed, that it is some form of UFO or man-made, alien-made, whatever you want to call it, because of the oddities in terms of its makeup, the oddities in terms of its trajectory. Many things that are coming to play are statistically unlikely, but possible. So we will find out more about that when they release that. They're claiming NASA is not releasing much because of the government shutdown. I think it'll all come out that it probably is a comet, but a very rare one. We are hearing, for those of you out there that want to talk about aliens, increased number of alien sightings in Europe, particularly Germany right now. I don't know if they exist or not. I know there was an orb out there that a Hellfire missile couldn't damage. Please explain that one to me. If it's not alien, then we're in deep shit because it's one of our adversaries that has far more advanced technology than what we do. But 3i Atlas, still probably a comet.
There you go.
Have you heard anything about that in the mainstream news at all?
There was one little blurb on it on Fox one time, but that was it.
Very minimal. But the fact that it made it to that says something. And the fact that the theory is that the government is letting out information slowly to ease the shock to the world that maybe there is life outside of Earth. And statistically speaking, there is. Chase always comes out and talks about, or when he's arguing with me, Occam's razor. And that's the most logical explanation for something. If your phone goes dead, it's not because of some corruption from the government or China, but your battery probably died. And as he looks at different things, I look at the fact that the universe, the world is so large, and there's so many, if you want to make it in a human sense, so many Goldilocks type planets out there. it is impossible for there not to be some form of life in some manner somewhere out there. And that is where I conclude the Beyond the Circus.
There you go.
Ryan, thank you. I know I apologize. We've having technical difficulties with the virus on my computer disconnecting. Hopefully Clifton can patch this up. And I believe he was going to try to drop this live basically now.
Well, I don't think he can do it live because of things, but he said he would try to have it out by in the morning.
Got it. Thank you very much. Until the next Beyond the Circus.
Later.